Hi, thanks for listening to KJZZ's audio service, which is supported by AARP Phoenix. The coronavirus continues to affect us all. We may be apart, but we're not alone. AARP is here in Phoenix, providing information that can help you and your family. AARP.org/Phoenix.
More than 12,000 Arizonans have now died from COVID-19. Many of those deaths took place in long-term care facilities, which means the person who is passing might have died alone. For surviving family members, that can lead to overwhelming feelings of guilt and regret. KJZZ's Kathy Ritchie reports.
Diana Wise watched her mother, Helen Espinoza, suffer in the final days leading up to her death at an assisted living facility in Yuma.
Every day from Thursday, Friday, Saturday, she had four falls.
Wise's mother had also been diagnosed with COVID-19, and she was declining fast. Wise was there on one of the days she fell out of bed.
And it was awful. It's the worst thing you'd ever want to see, to feel, to see dead weight hit face first.
Wise says staff could never get her mother comfortable.
She didn't want to be touched. You could just tell her whole body hurt. It wasn't so much the breathing. It was just the body hurts so bad.
Wise returned on a Sunday morning. Staff told her that her mother was finally resting comfortably.
And I was like a big relief. But then I went over to her and she was taking her last breaths.
No one had realized her mother was dying.
So at least I was there when she was taking her last breaths. And then I just came out and I called the caregivers and I said, she's gone. So who knows how long she would have laid there till they figured it out.
Wise doesn't blame the caregivers.
They're so short-staffed. And I feel for those caregivers.
Rather, it was everything leading up to her mother's passing that has traumatized her.
It was horrific. That stuff shouldn't have happened.
But there is a name for this kind of death. It's called a bad death.
So a bad death is not a new concept.
Ginka Conray is a lead social worker at Sante Hospice. She's also a licensed therapist.
A bad death is anything that really challenges the notion of the idealized experience of somebody's passing away.
Which is exactly what COVID has done. People were dying alone. Families often said goodbye over FaceTime. Loose ends were never tied up. Conray says she has seen an unprecedented number of bad deaths in the last year, and there is a price.
So bad deaths have really affected the grieving process, leading to more and more people experiencing complicated grief.
According to the Center for Complicated Grief, grief is a natural response to losing a loved one. In time, people adapt to the loss. Complicated grief is a form of intense grief.
It presents with a lot of symptoms of intrusive thoughts of the person who died, or preoccupation with sorrow, very ruminative thoughts, and excessive bitterness, alienation from normal activities or activities that you previously engaged in.
There's also a lot of wishful thinking. Here's Diana Wise again.
Yeah, I'm dealing with that right now, of guilt of if I had taken her out, I probably could have protected her from the COVID and keeping her home and safe.
And all of it can lead to depression or anxiety. But complicated grief is also hitting those whose loved ones are still alive. Mary Daniel is the founder of Caregivers for Compromise, a Facebook group with some 14,000 caregivers who've been impacted by the restrictions at long-term care facilities across the country.
Most states are not even allowing any visitation. So it has been 10 months for most people, very close to being 11 months of absolutely no touch and no visitation whatsoever, except maybe through a window.
Daniel lives in Florida. Her husband has Alzheimer's disease and lives in a care facility. Like Arizona, visits are allowed, but for many families, the wait continues. And with it comes the grief.
Grief is real in this group. There is no question that it is really, really prevalent.
And it's agonizing.
This is really about a grief that isn't ending. This is a grief that's not over. This is not grief as we normally know it. It's a grief of they're gone. My husband for 114 days, he was gone from me. I could not get to him, but he hadn't died.
And at times she didn't know if he would die alone, wondering where she was and why she had abandoned him. It's why she started the group.
Because it's going to take time to digest what this all means for all of the people who have lost their loved ones without being able to hold their hand and be there with them. So much guilt, so much regret.
Nearly 110,000 residents in long-term care have died from COVID-19 nationwide. But that word, resident, it's almost clinical. It erases the fact that these residents were people with lives, accomplishments, friends, and family. And had it not been for the virus, some, like Helen Espinoza, might still be here today. Kathy Ritchie, KJZZ News, Phoenix.